Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Rick, I need to tell you, it's been an interesting day for me. If I don't hear what you say, I know I'm usually a little bit of a mute, but this week here in Lansing, it's common ground time. And having been there and seeing some great shows, I got to tell you, I'm not hearing real well. So if I sound dumber than usual, please just forgive me, but I'll do my best in terms of getting through. But I just wanted to give you that warning in advance.
No, that's all. That's okay, Lee. We've had lots of people, lots of friends come calling up asking if they can park in our parking lot in order to go down to the common ground. So
yeah,
I kind of get them directed towards better parking spots.
Well, it's a wonderful entertainment venue, and I know it has nothing to do with pets and animals, but it's okay. Anything that brings lots of people into Lansing and creates a spotlight for Mid-Michigan is something that I say here too.
So. Yeah, and on that topic, we'll be having them here today. Annabelle's downtown, reviving downtown. Another entrepreneur that decided to go on the line and be part of downtown Lansing, a fantastic place to be, Annabelle's Pet Station. They'll be coming on the show today.
Well, and that's part of what we're going to be talking about, because one of the neat things that Annabelle's has done and our other guest, the Harris Nature Center, has done is they've both taken their businesses or their establishments and they've decided that we're not content with just where it is. We need to constantly be thinking improvement and how can we make the experience better for the people who utilize them. And frankly, when the economy isn't so great, it's awfully nice to see people who have that optimistic view and decide to do it. So that's kind of the central theme of today, are places that actually have taken that and really have made changes and have new things to offer to the public.
Pulling ourselves out of the, with the bootstraps, just let's make good things happen. No excuses, no holds bar. Harris Nature Center started a foundation for gathering money, and when we did our cockroach event at the pet store several years ago, we raised a couple thousand dollars, and that came about from having a fundraising arm for Harris Nature Center. I'm on the foundation there, and anything we can do as a community collectively, to instill change, make things different, makes a big difference. So you go down to Harris Nature Center now, they have a beautiful overlook, and they also have a falcon rescued display. So you can see these two falcons where you would never be able to see falcons, and they're just spectacular.
Interesting.
There's a couple rescued. They unfortunately are maimed in the wing from accident, and so they can't really fly around in any great distance. So on display, on exhibit right now, you can go out, and we'll be residents of Harris Nature Center will be these beautiful falcons.
Fantastic. And the ability to have an overlook in such a pristine, beautiful, natural environment is really neat, because for most people, they live in subdivisions, they live in cities, they don't really get the opportunity to be exposed to things like that. But myself, having lived across the street from a state park and on a lake, I've had the opportunity to really appreciate nature differently than a lot of people, and I'm grateful for it. And for them to offer that to the public free of charge, that's just amazing.
Well, and they have what we don't sometimes think about is we want everybody to experience nature. And now it is if you're either having some limited mobility issues or you just don't want to wander into the woods for one reason or another, right there on a little sidewalk that's kind of painted in a river format, you can follow the river, so to speak, down the sidewalk to the Overlook, and in a very few, you know, within 100 yards, you can go from your car and actually see nature and a river, woodlot, animals, all kinds of stuff.
Right. Well, we're going to talk about that with the folks from Harris Nature Center and the folks at Annabelle's downtown. And that's what we've got in store for you this week. So hold on to your hats, fill up your coffee cup, and let's get started right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Got some ideas, questions, suggestions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mmpets. Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mmpets. You can upload your own pictures and interact with other pet enthusiasts.